Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field. Norwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norwood. Braun scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. Lockhock moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitorf fires to first and has Edwards trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Edwards for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a pop-up towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags Otis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wolf moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive towards first. Lockhock catches it and steps on first to double up Norwood. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolf hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. Norwood moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Steve Braun. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Al Roboski now pitching. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Jose Morales. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norwood hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock bunts towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hurdle is walked intentionally. Al Cowan's pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing right field. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.